in the house that you grew up in. What about that, that place, that area right in front of the fireplace?
Menorah.
And those things inside the fireplace that you laid the wood across?
Dogon.
Over the dogon.
Yeah.
You ever heard people call those anything else around here?
No, I don't know.
They don't say andirons or something like that? Andirons?
Dog iron.
What do you call that that you burn in the fireplace? You know, when it's great big stout pieces of wood, you say you throw on a...
We always call it the back log.
Back log.
Put it on first and build far in front. You know, sometimes we used to cut wood back there and need wood back way over here. And we'd save them back sticks, you know, what we could carry. I seen my daddy carry some of that off his back, load on his shoulder. He'd say, help me get this thing up on my shoulder, and I'll carry it. And I could...
Can't hardly pick it up?
No, I couldn't. You know, I had to get up on his shoulder. Here he'd go in the house with it.
He must have been a strong man.
He was strong.
Well, what about that kind of wood that you use to start the fire? You know, they burn real easy.
We all always call it a kindling.
Kindling?
Yeah.
Do people around here call that light wood or lighter, something like that?
No, I never heard of it.
Never heard of that?
I know, there at home, we'd always chop a little kindling and maybe have some little fine wood that we'd hardly ever have to build a fire. Well, we'd have, in the wintertime, we'd have coals left and you put that little wood on there, a little dry wood, and we'd always save that dry wood, you know, on the limbs around, you know, we'd cut wood.
Right.
And we'd save them down there, and after it dried out, and you laid on some coal, and it would take just a little bit to you have a blaze started there. We'd always, most of the time, cut our wood in the summertime, throw wood and firewood.
And what do you
know? That'd be after crops laid by. That's when, before I went to work for myself, our public work. Papa said, well, we gotta have to cut some wood, so what bothered. And once in a while we'd have to cut some in the wintertime. We'd have a wood stack in our backyard, stove wood and firewood. Let it rain.
What'd you call that stuff that was left over when all the wood had burned down? That
ashes.
What color were those usually?
Huh?
What color were those?
Well, most time they was I'd say kind of gray-like, you know. It wouldn't be white, because, you know.
And what about, you know, that stuff when you burn a lot in your fireplace, it'll form on the sides?
That's soot. That's from that smoke, you know.
Is that hard to get out?
Well, I tell you, I have heard it catch a fire. And that thing would roar and the blaze would go, I have seen it go come out the top of the chimney. We didn't even worry about it. You know, when it catch a fire, sometimes sparks would come out the chimney. Of course, it'd do that when you're burning woods, you know. You'd have a big fire, but them sparks would come out.